What's the best way to prepare potential buyers of your high-ticket offer? Well, you're going to find out in this episode with the wonderful Marley Jacks. Let's go!
Marketing your business is for you, the business owner, who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Stu McLaren, and each week, we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of a lot more people. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let's get started.
All right, my friend, this is an amazing episode with the one and only Marley Jacks. And that's Jacks, J-A-X-X. Now, I asked Marley to jump on this interview because we were chit-chatting and we were catching up, and she was talking to me about some really creative strategies that she's been using in her business to drive not only the sales of her memberships and so forth, but high ticket offers as well. Now, Marley, she has a business called Jacks Productions, and it is focused on helping you build tried and true video content marketing strategies that you can rely on to drive massive impact for your audience and also profit for your business. She is in the content business. This is what she does, and she helps entrepreneurs worldwide effectively create content that drives sales. That's why you're going to love this episode. So without further ado, buckle up, my friends, and let's go. Marley, it is so good to have you here with me today. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, two Canadian entrepreneurs together. What better way to start the day?
Who would have thought? Okay, so we're diving in because you and I were chatting back and forth on Instagram, and you were telling me about something that has been working like gangbusters for you in a variety of different ways. And one of the things, obviously, that piqued my interest was like, wait for it. I'm using this to fill my membership. And I'm like, sweet. But let's kind of back up a little bit. Let's give people some context in terms of what this thing has been that's both been helping you fill your high ticket products and programs, but also your membership. So can you give us a little backstory?
Yeah. So about this time last year, I had in my value ladder, I just had a high ticket service and a high ticket coaching. And I would get people on sales calls and on the phone and on social media that were like, I want to join so bad. And then once they'd find out the price point, they'd be like, I'm not ready for it yet. And I knew that I had what could help these people. And so I was like, how can I either create something for them that's lower ticket and still gives them the same value, but then also can qualify them, can prepare them, whether I help them to make more money or help them to get the systems in their business so that they can, you know, they'll be able to ascend to this. So I had been hearing about things called a challenge as a front-end offer. And so I launched my first challenge. It's called the 21 Days to Infinite Video Impact, where I teach people how to make videos that are evergreen assets, that are lead generation machines for them, so that they can have videos that are like salesmen spreading their message around the world, around the clock, perpetually. So I created this challenge, and it's just a 21-day challenge. And the first round that I did it, I did not expect to see so many raving people by the end of it. They were like, this is amazing. They brought all their friends into the next one. So then I also didn't have to advertise as much because I started an affiliate program. Oh, you love this so much. Hey, bring your friends next time or join us again. And even I've had people that have taken the challenge 6 times in a row, which is almost like I may as well have them in a recurring membership, which is awesome. But it created, what I realized was happening was over these 21 days, that's the length of my challenge. There's meant you can do any different kind of length. But what I found was I was spending 21 days with them. And you know, the saying, like, it takes 21 days to form a habit. And so they're forming these habits of these skills and abilities that I'm teaching them, but they were also getting into the habit of consuming my content and being part of this community, which made it much easier at the end of the challenge. They're already asking, I don't want this to end. What's next? So I just, here, I'll give you what you want. So I do a graduation training to here's the next level. And because I've been able to get people results, like I have people that have said in 3 weeks, I implemented everything and made $3,000. Then it was very easy to sell them into a $997 or a monthly recurring high ticket or low ticket membership because I'd been able to show them how to get results in 21 days. So then that was the beginning of how to take people and bring them in. It's a great lead generation machine too, because over 21 days that there's that urgency of taking action. And then also the FOMO, if you don't stay with the community that they're, you know, if they're on day 10 and you're just getting started on day one, you got to stay with the crowd. So people were completing it and getting great results, but then showing them the next levels was easy to ascend them. So it's been amazing. And now I teach other people how to build this in their business. And I call it an infinite cash flow loop because it's not just them like walking up the value ladder, like steps, they can jump to high ticket, then they can come back down to a membership, then they can come to an event. And there's ways that you can take people right from the front end to your highest ticket effortlessly because of the systems inside of a 21-day challenge as your starting point.
So I want to unpack this a little bit. If my head goes down, by the way, Marley, is because I'm taking notes. I'm a note taker. So, but one of the things that you said here was that you picked 21 days. Why 21 days? Was it because you wanted to have a longer period to form those habits? Is that what your intention was?
Yeah, I've seen challenges that were sometimes 5 days or 30 days. And I wanted something that, first of all, I also went through my curriculum and I was like, I have a lot that I can teach. And you don't want to, there's a difference between over-delivering and overwhelming. So I was like, how can I make this succinct that I'm just giving them bite-sized enough material that's still creating a transformation every day for 21 days? So I started by putting together my curriculum. And I wanted to make it that it was long enough to create the community, but not too long to overwhelm them. I think that 5 days can be good for a challenge depending on the content of it and depending on the result of it. Like I have a client that he does a challenge for helping people find a job. Well, in that case, yeah, like they want it fast. They don't have 21 days to find a job. So in that case, shorter is better. But in this case, I knew what I wanted, what kind of transformation I wanted to give them every week. And I thought 21 days was great for forming the habits, but also creating that connection in the community.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay. So for you, when you began planning out your challenge, were you looking to help them achieve a certain result by the end of the challenge? Talk to me a little bit about how you planned your curriculum.
Yeah. So I took my high ticket service and my coaching program that I knew people wanted the results of that so that they could have these evergreen assets in the form of videos that help them generate leads and sell their products and services. And I thought, how can I give them the same results in a shorter time span for a lower price and in a way that could be repeatable for me, that it's not me just constantly, or it's not trading hours for dollars and it's giving them the result that they need quickly. So I knew that by the end of this challenge, I wanted to show them, here's the starting point, here's the foundation of being able to create this content machine for yourself. And like I said, we have clients that they've made thousands of dollars in the 21 days, which shows them that they can get the result just by implementing everything that really only takes like 5 to 10 minutes a day.
I'm loving this. And I think one of the key things that I wrote down here was the balance between not giving so much that you overwhelm them, but giving them more than enough that you are over delivering. And you talked about bite-sized content. Talk to me about like how much content were you delivering each day?
So I would do a Facebook Live every day at 9 a.m. And my Facebook Lives were average 10 minutes, sometimes less. And it would just be, I follow this format. I call it the ELSA format. And I realized it was an acronym and I could have made the acronym SAIL, but ELSA, you think of the Snow Queen and it just like stays in your mind. And I say, do not let this go. So the format that I would follow would be Epiphany, Lesson, Story, Application. So before I go into that lesson, I know what's the aha moment that I want them to take away from this? What's the epiphany? What's the lesson that I'm going to give them? Because if it's a daily challenge, what's that lesson they're going to take away? But instead of just being the Charlie Brown teacher at the front of the classroom, like, mah, 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 I want to tell it in the form of a story, like what's going to keep them on the edge of their seat and captivated and connected to me. And then also thinking of their own personal experiences that they can resonate with. And then at the end, the application. Now, here's how you go away and here's how you can implement this from what you've learned.
Got it. I love it. Epiphany, lesson, story, application. Okay. So for the transition, after you're coming toward the end of the challenge, how do you then maneuver from there? Because as you said, you were using this one to ascend people to a higher priced coaching program, but also to fill your membership. So talk to me about like at the end of the challenge, what happens?
So at the end of the challenge, you have your 21 days, it's over, everyone celebrates, yay, we're done. But before it's even over, probably at like day 15, there's already that tension of, I'm loving this so much, I don't want it to end, what's next? So I tell them, hey, we're going to have a graduation training, we're going to celebrate. And, you know, I know that I said 21 days, but is it okay if I over deliver? How about we make this another week so that we can help you transition and be able to actually implement everything that you've learned? So we have a graduation training on day 22, and it's a webinar. So we have the big headline and the three secrets, and we teach them, and here's how to now implement this next step. And at the end, hey, is it okay if I go over, you know, take 10 to 15 minutes to go over a special offer I've created for you? And then I show them, here's the next step. It's a $997 program, or here's a, you just won for the time being, but we offer them, here's a course that you can ascend into. Here's the next level of community. And we have a close cart period for that. Then after that, for everyone who didn't sign up, we offer them an upsell, which is my high ticket membership. So we say for everyone who didn't sign up, or even the people who did sign up, there's the next question that's asked is, how can I get more access to you? How can I have more resources, more plug and play, more templates? Hey, it's this program called Content Machine Coaching. For the people that didn't, and here's the link to apply. For the people that didn't sign up, we'll send them an email and of course continue in the social, in the Facebook posts and things like that. For, hey, if you didn't sign up, it's usually for one of two reasons. Number one, maybe you're just not ready yet. Maybe you're not financially there yet, and that's totally okay. We'd love for you to keep dissecting. Maybe you want to join the challenge again. The second reason that you maybe didn't sign up is maybe because you want more. You don't want just a self-directed course. You want a bigger community. You want more access to coaching. You want my team to be able to come into your business and set these systems up for you. If that's the case, I have a few spots available in my Content Machine Coaching group. Click the link below to apply. Mm. So we do an upsell sequence for a few days. And then after that, the people who don't sign up for that, we do a downsell sequence to either a lower ticket membership, maybe like something less than $100 a month, or you can join the challenge again.
Amazing. Okay. So at the end of it, your primary focus in the beginning is your higher ticket program, which is $997. And then you have a whole campaign for that. And for anybody who doesn't join you in that, you then have a downsell sequence for your membership.
It actually goes upsell first and then downsell. So we have the $997 offer, and anyone who signs up for that, the thank you page says, hey, congratulations. The next step people usually ask for is more support. So we upsell any purchasers. And then for people who didn't purchase, then we do an upsell sequence for a few days. For people, we say, well, if you didn't purchase, maybe it's because you want something more. Here's this that you can apply for. Mm. And then after that, we downsell to a low ticket membership.
Got it. Okay. Amazing.
Lots of opportunities to go to any step of the value ladder.
This is super cool. And so you've been running this multiple times throughout the year. Yeah. Talk to me about some of the lessons you've learned as each time you've done this.
It's evolved over time. Like I wish that I knew then what I know now, because my first few challenges would have been, they would have converted so much better. The first time, just my offer was wrong at the end with the graduation training. But the good thing is a lot of people take the challenge again. So I had another opportunity. I learned a lot about just keeping the community together, creating opportunities for the alumni to come back. I actually implemented a swag drop in every challenge where we say, hey, if you join the next challenge, you'll get the shirt for free. And people love swag and they collect this. I think that's why some people have taken the challenge 4 to 6 times, is because they love this t-shirt that shows that they're part of this community. Yeah, it's been so much fun to know that. And like you said, they come for the content, but they stay for the community.
Yeah, it's so fun to hear how the community elements get intertwined. And so I love that idea. Like, so you offered them like some swag if they signed up for the challenge again.
Yeah. Yeah. So we say you can sign up for the challenge, or sorry, we say you can buy the shirt for $25, or you can sign up for the challenge for $47, and I'll send you the shirt for free.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool. I love that. I'm just going to take note of that. Cool. Okay. So what tips would you give for anybody who is hearing this and thinking, okay, challenge would make sense for me? I love the way that Marley's done it. I love the way that she's using it too. And this is a big takeaway for me that I hope everybody wrote down. And that is, you're using it to prepare your audience for, you know, purchases or like the bigger offer. And I think this is really important. Like, what can we do to help our people get to the point where they are perfectly positioned for our primary offer? That's the question that I love to think on. And this is why when you and I were going back and forth, I was just like immediately drawn to it. I'm like, this is amazing. So But let me ask you, like, you know, for people who are thinking about this, what advice or tips would you give based on your experience this past year?
I love that you highlighted that, because one of the things that I also teach my audience is that the transformation is in the transaction, that you can give your audience a higher transformation at the higher levels of services that you provide. And it's not about you making money. It's about being able to serve your community. And if you can get them to those higher levels where you can help them to build their business or strengthen their relationships or improve their health, if you can show them the path to that, what, like, whatever your yellow brick road is, that's where you're going to be able to build the biggest audience. So the way that I would recommend for anyone starting this is to look at, well, how do I serve my audience? And if you look at your value ladder, your levels of different offerings, typically you're giving your audience the same result at every level, but just with a different level of access and information. Your audience is, it's still the same demographic at every level, but they're probably just in different steps of their journey. And if you're to look at yourself, most of the time for a lot of entrepreneurs, and it's not always everybody, but for a lot of entrepreneurs, we create a product or service based on what we needed, the solutions that we came to find in our journey, no matter what that is. Typically your audience is like a version of you a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And so imagine if you could go back to yourself 3 years ago, whisper in your ear and say, hey, I got this challenge for you. Just spend 21 days with me. What would that look like to get you closer to where you are today? Like, if you look at your before and after picture, your audience's current reality is probably your before picture. And your current reality is their hopeful transformation, what they want their after picture to be. So can you take what you know, your skills and abilities, your proprietary mechanisms, your unique mechanisms, and how can you break that into bite-sized 21 days of transformation for them? And in a way that it's tangible, in a way that they actually walk away with a result or something that they can implement in their life, in their relationships, in their business. And the other thing that is so important, this is like, everyone write this down, is to come up with, what are my proprietary mechanisms? I had a client that we did this for recently, and he was a stage hypnotist. Like, before the pandemic, he was traveling all over and speaking on stages and working with like celebrities and athletes and stuff. But of course, when the world turned, he couldn't be on these stages anymore. So he came to me being like, how do I put this online? And what he was good at is helping people with their mindset and peak performance. But you can't just call it like a 21-day mindset challenge, because I could Google that. I could read a book. But how can you find something that is your unique mechanism? And so we've had to play around with it, and you ask a lot of questions, like play 21 questions with yourself until you can just get all this language out. And we called it the 21-day subconscious reset challenge. And hopefully that name piques some interest that you're like, I've never heard of that. That sounds interesting. And then of course the language around it will also pique some interest. And it, and the framework that he teaches throughout the 21-day challenge, instead of it being peak performance or mindset that you can Google, he teaches the mental endgame activation system. Mm. So put a unique name to your frameworks, because that's going to also attract the audience and bring them to you as a leader in something that's completely unique. And that's what can position you as the go-to expert in your field.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm writing down, and I've got some great takeaways. Marley, this has been fabulous, buddy. I appreciate you coming and sharing. Any final thoughts for everybody listening?
I get so passionate about this because I've seen it work for me and for all of my clients that we've implemented this for. And it's such an amazing way to not just, you know, ascend an audience, but to build your audience from the front end. It's a lead generator. It indoctrinates your audience towards your message. It builds this raving community. And it's not just about you. Like, when you build the community, it becomes about them and about we. And to have that kind of power behind your business is so powerful. So if there's anyone that wants to follow what we're doing to see an example of it, or I actually do on my Facebook, I do this thing called the Infinite Cashflow Show, where I bring people on and I workshop their blueprint with them for how they can build this system. And it's great for people to watch, just to see ideas for how other people are doing it and how they can do it too.
And so where can people go to find out more?
Well, I'd love for, if anyone wants to build their blueprint for how to implement this, you can go to infinitecashflowblueprint.com.
Awesome. Buddy, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing with me today.
My pleasure. This is great. Thank you.
Now, let me just ask you this as we wrap up this episode. Is your mind spinning or what? Marley's awesome, isn't she? Listen, you can find out more about Marley by going to MarleyJax, and that's JAXX.com, MarleyJax.com. You can also find her on Instagram with the same handle. She's awesome. Go check her out. Let her know how grateful you were for what she shared in this episode. And with that, make sure you have a fantastic day. You're awesome. Woohoo!